Jax's profile is in sharp relief, his strong nose and chin outlined against the powerful stage lights. There's no music, no talking, just screaming that takes a moment to fade. When it does, the arena is quiet. Jax shifts imperceptibly closer to the mic stand. His gaze drops to the big, square mic as though he can see inside it, as though he knows every inch of it well enough to recreate it in his mind. It's a million degrees next to the stage, but my arms are pebbled with goosebumps. His lips part, his chest rising. He's the only one breathing in the entire venue. And then, a single note, low and raw, splits the silence. The tension shatters. The quiet, too, as 20,000 people recognize the hit song and erupt into cheers. My lips fall open, but I can't hear any sound that comes out. I'm reminded in an instant why Jax Jameson's a damned magician. Not because his songs are perfect, because they're real. The program I'm building can't explain the kind of genius this man brings when he writes a song, but every line, every verse, every chord touches me like nothing else does. The vibration fills me, owns me in a way no person ever has.
You know the difference between you and me, Jax Jameson? I wait because I can't do anything else when she's looking at me like that. Nothing, she says finally. I mean, besides the obvious, I raise a brow. That I'm a multi-platinum recording artist and you're a college computer whisperer? No, she exclaims. That I can't come close to peanuts and you can probably devour them by the handful. I want to crawl inside her. But I decided before the dangerous series of events starting in KC that she's off limits. And in that sense, nothing's changed. She unplugs the earbuds from her computer, wrapping the cord into a tidy little ball before her gaze comes back to mine. I thought I'd be exhausted after tonight. It's more energy than I thought, but... But you can't unwind, I finish. Haley looks past me toward the door, the smile lingering on her lips. For the first time, I notice the music in the background, something low and bluesy. As if deciding something, she shuts the lid of her notebook and tucks it under her arm, rising and peering down at me. Hey, Jax, she whispers. Electricity lights up my body. My torso tightens in anticipation. Yeah, Hales. Want to get out of here? I know I'm going to regret this before I even shoot a look toward the door. I have an idea.